家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
I'm Peter. What's going on, guys? Great to be here. So, I'll be your foreign host today, and my full name is Peter Joseph Kuhn from Boston, Massachusetts.
好的 So, you're based in Changsha right now, right?
Yep, that's right. If you got time, come check out my CrossFit gym. Just look up CrossFit Aftershock on WeChat locations or Baidu Maps. So, also, you can find my music on 网易云音乐
对
using keywords, 关键词中文字皮特龙
皮特龙没错、非常好 So what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about the term bad apple
Like the phrase He's a bad apple Stay away from him
Perfect, exactly So the word apple here does not actually mean that the person is an apple that has gone bad That's impossible.
Yeah.
The word bad apple is just a phrase to say that the person is not a good person.
这里非常明显 bad apple 肯定就不是说字面意思上的坏苹果了而是指说这不是一个好人他是一个 bad person, bad guy. 所以呢刚刚讲就是说他不是一个好人所以离他远点儿。那如果说大家想要让自己学习效果更加好呢你可以再到这个微信搜索早安英文然后回复笔记两个字就可以获取今天这期节目的对应文字版本了。
So, for example, it is pretty clear to see when an apple has spoiled, right? It turns all brown and kind of gross looking. Well, we apply the same concept of a spoiled apple and we turn it into saying a bad apple to describe a person that does not, let's say, have good integrity or maybe does immoral things.
所以呢比如说再给大家举个例子啊你还可以讲说、you know, Johnny was never a bad apple in his younger years. Maybe it was the environment he grew up in.
Yeah, very good. I'm not a bad apple, am I, Kara?
No, you're a good apple. You don't say that, right? It's just bad apple.
Yes, yeah, that is correct. We don't really say, oh, you're a good apple. For some reason in the English language, that just sounds weird.
就是我们可以讲，可以用 bad apple 来表示一个不好的人，但是呢，我们不讲 good apple， 就是大家不这么讲啊。So, can I say rotten apple?
Yes, you can definitely say rotten apple. Yeah, just say, yeah, he's a rotten apple. It's the same meaning as bad apple.For example, don't hang out with that girl. She's a rotten apple.
Oh, 那这个 rotten 它的拼写方式呢是 R-O-T-T-E-N, 它和 bad apple 是同样一个意思。那我就好奇了，你不能讲 good apple, 但是、what would we say for a good person?
Yeah, so you could say, she's a good peach.
That's just unfair. 凭什么？凭什么是 bad apple 是一个 good peach?
Yeah, it's weird, right? So I don't really know why they use apple and peach as these metaphors, but I guess that's just the way it is. Just speaking about apples, a term for New York City is called the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah, 纽约。
So New York City is also known as the Big Apple. So, you might have heard the term good cop, bad cop. Have you heard that before?
Cop 是警察的意思，对不对
？Exactly. Cop means police.
那就是 good cop 就是好警察、坏警察吗？什么意思
？Yeah. So, you want to know what that's about?
Yeah.
So you've probably seen in a bunch of movies or TV shows, when an interrogation occurs.You know, interrogation?
审讯、审判、审讯室是吧？
我不知道中文字是什么。But it's when they, you know, bring a criminal or a suspect into a small room, right? So that's called an interrogation when the police or detectives are asking the person questions. So that's called an interrogation.
Yeah, 没错，是审讯室。
Oh, cool. I learned a new word in Chinese. So, in an interrogation, the two detectives will say to each other, you know, before they start the interrogation, the two detectives will say to each other, okay, so who's going to be the good cop? Who's going to be the bad cop? What the detectives are actually talking about is an interrogation tactic.Like a strategy.
我就大概明白了。就是呢他会有两个这个 detectives, 就是两个警员两个警察嘛。然后他们就会商量说哎我们两个谁去做这个 good cop, 谁来做这个 bad cop。所以其实就是有一种谁唱红脸谁唱白脸的这个感觉。它是一种审讯策略。
审讯策略。
策略就是 tactic.
Cool. So, yeah, it means that the good cop is going to be he's going to play friendly and nice and try to get the suspect to say information willingly.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad cop is going to play the tough guy that threatens the suspect with, like, violence or some other thing that will get the suspect to talk, like, more forcing him rather than getting him to say information willingly. So this is all just, like, an act, like a role play for the detectives, both with the goal of trying to get information out of the suspect. So, or to get the suspect to, you know, say that he's guilty.
Oh, 我明白了. But can we use it in other situations, like mom and dad?
Yeah, you can say that. Like, well, if your parents, you could say mom's a bad guy or dad's a bad guy. You could say good guy, bad guy. Like,
actually, we don't say good cop, bad cop.
You would say bad guy.
Okay.
Like, darling.
My mom plays the good guy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, honey, we can't spoil Charlie. Oh, but I don't want to be the bad guy. You know? I want to give him everything that he wants. Oh, darling, don't make me be the bad guy.
好，明白了。所以呢，刚刚我们讲，因为我提到了一个唱红脸唱白脸啊。那如果说用到其他情况下呢，我们就把这个 cop 这个词呢换成 guy。比如说爸妈妈，一个唱红脸，一个唱白脸。那么我们就讲说 mom plays the good guy， 就是妈妈呢是唱这个唱白脸的这一个啊。然后呢，爸爸就是唱红脸的这一个。
Because someone has to be strict.
Yeah,、
right?
因为我们不能 spoil the child.
Yeah, you can't have two good guys and two bad guys.
Otherwise, 这样子你的孩子就会 be spoiled.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's pretty much all the good ideas that I can think of good and bad. But thanks for having me on the show. And I'll see you guys all next time on the Morning English Podcast.
我们下期节目再见，拜拜。
See you guys.